And this is GPB Macon. I'm Michael Caputo. In February, Macon-Bibb County Commissioners agreed to take $4.5 million and spend it on 15 blighted projects in the county. One commissioner called the move of the time historic. Building an arts village in Mill Hill, tearing down blighted homes in Village Green and Tyndall Heights, all were part of the initial outlay of blight money by Macon-Bibb County. There's still a little less than half of the $10 million borrowed for blight projects. So where do things stand today with battling blight? We have invited Cass Hatcher, hired by Macon-Bibb as a blight consultant, to sit down with us for an off-the-cuff conversation. Thanks for being here.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
So where do things stand in terms of spending the blight money and dealing with projects?
Right now where we stand is the acquisition of properties. As you know, we just couldn't go down and tear people's properties down. They still have property rights. So the Land Bank Authority is right now in the process of acquiring some 227 properties. So once she acquires those properties, we have site control. Then I can go in and do the testing, abatement, and demolition, and remove those properties and put them in the hands of an end user.
Well, and that's not an easy thing to do. I mean, raising these dilapidated buildings first means you have to have them. Talk about that process of acquiring homes.
Well, the process was first we had to put a process together. When I met with the county, we had to identify projects. We had to look at critical mass. And I had to look at where was other projects adjacent to where the blight was, so we can piggyback on those and use synergy. So once I created the process, the commissioners identified the projects. I went ahead and evaluated each project, determined whether it was in the urban redevelopment plan, was it blighted, did it meet the blight definition, and then made a recommendation to the commission that these are the properties that we need to go after. The Land Bank Authority then goes after them using a couple of tools in their toolboxes, in rem foreclosure in terms of delinquent taxes. Or
in rem foreclosure is a court proceeding.
It's a court proceeding, exactly. Yeah. And so that's why we're in the process right now. Many of the properties right now, the 227, are going through the in rem foreclosure process. And those that are not delinquent taxes, that do not have delinquent taxes, the land bank is negotiating with the owner to see they can acquire them and get a clear title. Once they establish site control, then that's when the work really begins.
How are we going to see progress? What's the best way for us to go, we see a change going on here right now?
Well, the best ones, you start seeing equipment, heavy equipment moving onto the sites, a lot of dust in the air. Of course, they'll be watering it down, and a lot of buildings coming down, and then people coming back and putting something back onto those properties. That's when you're going to see things happening. Right now, the in-rem foreclosure process is a long process. Because it's a court proceeding, as you indicated, it takes anywhere from 6 to 8 months to actually get the properties in our hands. Mm. And the Land Bank is working very, very hard to make that happen. And we hope to start seeing some things around July or August where we can really go out and start tearing down properties and moving forward.
How important is it for there to be a plan in place to rebuild on places where you're tearing down?
That's very important. One of the things that we did not want to do is just basically leave an empty lot. And so we have identified end users for almost all the projects. Well, someone wants to come in and do a park or want to come in and do a rehab some of the homes. One of the things that we're working with now, which is a neat project, is working with the Parks and Recs, where we found dilapidated properties around a park that we can be able to expand that park and have it used by more of the community. And so we're doing a couple of parks that way where we're tearing down properties that are right adjacent to a park.
Oh, is that right? So where's one of those places?
Maddie Hubbard right now is one of the parks that we're looking at over in Pleasant Hill. And so there's a bunch of dilapidated structures along Pursley Street that is right adjacent to the park. And so we met with Parks and Rec. They're putting together a master plan. We met with some of the community leaders, and then we're going to be briefing them probably in about 2 to 3 weeks on what that park will look like once those houses are gone.
One more question. Is $10 million a good amount? Is that enough to deal with what we've got going on here?
$10 million is just a drop in the bucket. You know, hopefully this process that we put in place will allow us to go after other funding, either through SPLOSH or some other means, to continue this process on. Like I say, 227 properties. We're probably in the next round to get maybe another 150, you still got thousands of properties out there that need to be torn down and be removed.
Cass Hatcher is hired by Macon-Bibb as a blight consultant, and we sure are glad that you came by to talk to us for a moment.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Appreciate it.